It is the day after Wednesday, which was or is the day after the U.S. elections. In case you didn't get the memo, Republican Donald Trump has claimed victory. He is the 47th president of the United States of America. Second time in their history. Oh, I don't want to mention all of this. Oh, you're going to start that list.
No, I'm just saying.
But he is the 47th president of the United States of America. Quite a controversial figure. And how will it affect us specifically? I think that's what we want to look at. And so joining us this morning, we have South Africa's foremost political analyst and author from the University of Johannesburg, Dr. Oscar van Heerden. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, guys, and good morning to your listeners.
Yeah, so President-elect Donald Trump is calling for investigations into voter fraud. I'm assuming that's all called off now. We won't be asking questions about that anymore.
Absolutely. You know, I think it was just a precursor in case he didn't make it. There was going to be a legal furore and a dragging out of the results and so on. But of course, now that he's the clear winner, I'm sure there's no talk of such. In fact, surprisingly, Donald Trump is now talking of unity. We must come together. I'm a president for everyone and so on and so forth. So, yeah, I don't think we're going to see any of those sorts of actions.
So, Doc, he obviously won with quite a majority, and people beforehand, analysts and whatever, were looking at the swing states, saying that it would be dependent on the swing states. However, they all turned out to be red. What was that about? Can you explain that idea to us?
Yeah, you know, Carmen, I've never really invested a lot into polling and so on, the pollsters. I mean, they got it so terribly wrong in 2016 as well. It seems every time it involves Donald Trump, they seem to be getting it wrong. And it's those polls that told us that these swing states are where it's going to be. And usually it is. You know, at the end of the day, the system in America is such, the electoral system is, that they have what you would call the popular vote, which is what the majority of Americans vote, who the majority of Americans vote for. But then, because of the coming together of the North and South in terms of the history of the United States, some states were small, others were much bigger, like California and so on. And they then came up with a system that allocated a particular number of votes, and those votes come out in what they call an electoral college. And this is why the seven swing states are so important. You know, and in my article that I wrote prior to the elections, I indicated that if Donald Trump takes North Carolina and definitely takes Pennsylvania, because those are high numbers in the Electoral College, then the presidency is his. And what we've seen is they call it the blue wall, which is your Pennsylvania, your Michigan, and so forth. Those are usually Democrats. They vote blue. And Donald Trump has now proven that he's just turned the whole thing upside down. I think the Democratic Party has to really do some introspection. They were not listening to the average American. They were just playing the man and not the ball. And I think that's what cost him.
So here's a question I want to ask, right? The thing about Donald Trump is he's not an unknown. We've seen him as a president for 4 years. We've also seen how he treats other countries. I think as South Africans, we're wondering, how is this going to affect us with trade? I mean, he's automatic 25% tariffs on everything coming into America. But more specifically, we know that Donald Trump can be slightly vindictive. And so we know that he's besties with Netanyahu. And we, as a country, are very clearly on the side of Palestine in that conflict that's happening there. How do you think our relations, geopolitical relations, stand right now?
Look, I mean, I think we should be worried as South Africa. We are the junior partner of BRICS, if we can put it like that. So we are an easy target. It's unlikely that Trump will target India or China and Russia, for that matter. So we're an easy target. AGOA is hanging in the balance. But, you know, I think that it requires brinkmanship. It requires leadership. Because at the end of the day, because the United States is a waning empire, we are moving away from a unipolar world to a multipolar world, where countries, as I've just mentioned, in BRICS and elsewhere, have a greater say in global affairs. And I think Trump, with all his bravado, is going to have to sit down with his team and be told, these are countries that you have to take serious for whatever reason. And usually, Darren, usually South Africa is part of that.
Mm.
Because of our geographic location, the Indian and the Atlantic Ocean, but also in terms of our rare minerals and so forth, the contribution we are making.
Yeah.
Remember, AGOA is a two-way street. Mm. People always make this mistake of thinking the bigger power has got all the say. At the end of the day, what we are exporting to the U.S. is what the U.S. market needs and wants.
Dr. Oscar van Heerden, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
This is East Coast Radio.